is Wade Reth with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Aung San Suu Kyi, the Nobel Peace Prize laureate and de facto leader of Myanmar, disappointed observers around the world in finally speaking to the public about the ethnic cleansing of the Muslim Rohingya and defending the military and rationalizing the violence, village burning, and rape that has led to 400,000 to flee to Bangladesh. The latest Republican proposal from Louisiana Senator Cassidy and South Carolina's Graham on repealing the Affordable Care Act would hurt blue states the most, but 36 states would lose money compared to the current program. A bipartisan group of 10 governors has opposed the bill, while other Republican governors have supported the bill. Key senators have been noncommittal. Professor Alan Krueger estimates that a third of the prime age workers who have left the labor force are now receiving disability benefits, meaning they're out for good. Another 20% are in the process of applying for such benefits. A Yale study finds that people tend to overestimate societal progress in reducing race-based economic inequality in the country. This misperception is largely driven by a tendency to view greater racial economic equality today than federal statistics show actually exist, the researchers assert. Republican promotion of a corporate tax cut to 15% from the current level seems really about the rich rather than small businesses. Households making more than $1 million will receive more than two-thirds of the benefits if the rate was cut to 15%, according to the Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center. The average tax cut for millionaires would be $114,000 in 2018, raising their after-tax incomes by more than 5%. For multimillionaires, the tax savings would pile up even more. The 400 highest income taxpayers in the country, with an average annual income exceeding $300 million each, derive about one-third of their income from pass-through businesses. Healthcare industry came out forcefully against the Senate's latest bill to repeal the Affordable Care Act, suggesting that its state-by-state block grants would create healthcare chaos in the short term and a balkanized, uncertain insurance market. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rath. Guinness Bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFA.